You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham, sitting in for Cynthia Canty. Michigan Radio is partnering with Bridge Magazine's Truth Squad project this year, as we have for each election year during the past 8 years. I recently sat down with two of Bridge Magazine's reporters to review four Truth Squad reports. First, we'll start with some claims by Bill Schuette, one of the Republicans running for governor. Schuette released what he calls a state of the Michigan taxpayer. Bridge's Lindsay Van Hulley explains Schuette's four-point bulletin.
So he pointed out $8 billion extra paid since the Granholm era income tax increase, $900 million in extra costs related to Governor Snyder's 2011 tax overhaul, which included some taxing on some pension income, related to the highest auto insurance in the nation, and median income is about $5,000 below the national average.
In 2007, during the Great Recession, the state of Michigan was close to a $2 billion deficit. The income tax rate at the time was 3.9%. The legislature and Granholm hiked it to 4.35% with the idea of rolling it back in the future. That didn't actually happen, although it was lower to 4.25% under Governor Snyder. So Schuette is basically right. Michigan taxpayers have paid $8 billion. But there's a caveat.
Part of the context I think that's left out is that even with that increase, even at 4.25%, we're still below income tax rates throughout most of Michigan's history collecting it. I think the average rate over about four decades or so was about 4.4%.
Which also means we're far from being one of the highest tax states. As for the claim that taxpayers are paying $900 million more each year as a result of a tax on some pension income and other tax charges, that's a little more sketchy. The implication is that $900 million comes mostly from the pension taxes. Actually, the bulk of that is from closing some tax loopholes. As for household income lagging behind the average for the nation, yep, that's true. The Truth Squad rated Schuette's claims as a little misleading, but mostly accurate. The next Truth Squad report is about a statement and a tweet made by Sri Tanadar, one of the Democrats running for governor. Here's what Tanadar said during a candidates forum in Washtenaw County.
I will close down and outlaw for-profit charter schools in Michigan. No one, including Bed-City Watch, should be profiting from our public school dollars.
Bridge Magazine's Riley Began looked into that claim and found some flaws.
Of course, the governor can't do that alone. He'd have to work with the legislature. And right now, the legislature is pretty Republican-dominated and pretty big supporters of charter schools. So that would be a tall order to do on his own. Their campaign followed up and said they acknowledged that that was a situation that they would need to do that.
Beyond that is the claim that Betsy DeVos, a champion of private charter schools and currently the U.S. Secretary of Education, might profit from those schools. DeVos has declared she removed herself from any investments that might be a conflict of interest. That's hard to verify because private investments are private. However,
it's probably not fair to claim that she is personally making money off of charter schools in Michigan. However, it's definitely fair to say that she has in some ways benefited from the rise of charter schools in Michigan.
Truth Squad ruled Tanadar's claims are mostly accurate. The next Truth Squad report was researched by Bridges' Ted Roloffs. He looked into a statement by Patrick Colbeck, a Republican running for governor. Colbeck's trying to link his support for Michigan's right-to-work law to an increase in jobs. He issued a press statement which said, quote, "In the wake of the passage of Michigan's right-to-work legislation, the state has created 540,000 private sector jobs." Lindsay Van Hulley notes that's a little off.
Well, actually, the 540,000 job stat is true if you go back to 2010. And right-to-work was passed in December of 2012.
Actually, 336,000 jobs have been created since the passage of right-to-work. But there's still an issue with that.
You know, it's also very difficult to attribute direct job growth to right-to-work legislation. That correlation exists, but it's not right to say that that's causation.
The Truth Squad ruled Colbeck's statement is mostly inaccurate. The final Truth Squad report we're looking at today is regarding a statement and a tweet from Gretchen Whitmer, one of the Democrats running for governor. Riley Began looked into Whitmer's claim.
In late January, she tweeted, "Our state used to pay 75% of your college costs. Today, it's about 25%.
Part of how you determine whether that's correct is how you calculate your college costs. Is that the amount the state gives to the university's general fund or the tuition students pay? Began says it seems it's more about how much the state deposits in universities' bank accounts.
The House Fiscal Agency reported that at a high point in Michigan history, the state was paying 65.6% of the funding to the general fund for our 15 public universities and colleges. Most recently, in 2017, that number was 20.9%. So Whitmer's 75-25 is not too far off, but it's a little off.
The Truth Squad ruled Whitmer's claim is mostly accurate. Throughout this election year, we'll be sharing the Truth Squad's investigations with you. It's going to be an interesting year.